Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, the giraffes are here. We have the Standing Tall project, which is into its second week. It's supporting the young people's charity Break, and local schools have been creating their own mini G's. I've been down to St Mary's School to meet the team behind the giraffe.
Georgia,
Sophie-Anne,
Temperance,
Lily.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about the giraffe. Who was responsible for the idea and designing it and putting it together?
I was responsible for the design.
So tell me a little bit more about it. And for those people who haven't been to the Grand Arcade to take a little look, what does it look like?
It's basically just an ice cream with, like, the wrapper at the bottom and, like, with the 125 years stamped on the side.
And you worked with it all together. Did you do this during lessons, or was that sort of lunchtime or break time?
We did it during lunch break, and we did it every Monday.
So how long did it take altogether to put it up?
It took about 3 months of, like, the art workshops and the art clubs at lunchtime.
That's quite a while, isn't it, really? The various layers, isn't it? As Temperance was saying, it's the different sort of layers of the ice cream. What do they all represent?
The ice cream represents joyfulness, which is a core value of our school, inspired by Mary Ward. It also represents the simple pleasures of life, with the collage elements resembling an ice cream cone wrapper consists of images spanning 125 years of our school's history. These elements not only represent our school's commitment to community and engagement, education, joy and philanthropy, but also evoke a sense of pride in our school's history as we celebrate 125 years of outstanding education for girls.
So why do you think people should come and take a little look at the giraffe? There's a few of them around, isn't there?
I think it celebrates community spirit and supports charitable endeavours, particularly those championed by the Cambridge Break charity. And it's nice, representing collective creativity and the effort of everyone in the school community.
Do you think you got a benefit out of working on the giraffe, other than standing back and thinking, oh, this looks pretty good?
I think it benefited us because we had a chance to work on, like, with a community at our school of, like, a creative work that we could all, like, take a look back on and see what we've created.
Do you think it's important for a school like St Mary's, any school really, because I know lots of other schools have worked on their own giraffes as well, but do you think it's important to do something so you can show Cambridge, if you like, what the school is doing?
Yeah, well, I think a big ethos of our school is philanthropy and helping other people and, like, committing to charitable needs. So I think it was important not only to, like, be with the other students in St Mary's and the community, but also, like, show that we're with other people in Cambridge.
So how does Miraf link to the 125 years of St Mary's and the various other celebrations that you're having?
It reflects St Mary's, like, endeavours to empower young women and foster curiosity and confidence. And it's St Mary's 125th anniversary year, so it's taking the opportunity to reflect on the history of the school and look forward to continued growth. And it was a good opportunity to empower us as students, I guess, and to lead a project for charity.
Well, it looks pretty good. I caught an eye on it when I was in the Grand Arcade a few weeks ago, and it fits in nicely with all of the others. What do you want to happen to it when all of this ends in 8 weeks' time? Is it going to sit in the assembly hall somewhere? Well, what do you think you're going to do with your giraffe?
It's going to go in the Elms Garden, where most of our outdoor lessons take place, so we can see it while we're learning.
Very good. Thank you all very much.
Guys, well done.
Kind of had to leave the round of applause in from teacher and a marketing person who's hanging around as well. Now, teacher is Miss Conroy, and I had a word with her too. So, Miss Conroy, what's the importance here for the students of getting involved in the Standing Tall project?
Participating in projects provides students with numerous benefits,
It allows them to develop their creativity and artistic skills. It teaches about collaboration and teamwork. And it instills a sense of pride in contributing to charitable causes, which is the main aim of our school. These students were able to embrace their creativity and create a design that was entirely led by them, that allowed them to celebrate 125 years of this amazing community that we're in.
And you've been involved in other projects. It was Mary Moo, wasn't it, the cow, a few years ago when it was Cows About Cambridge. It's important, I guess, for the students to get involved in lots of different projects, both around the school and in Cambridge as a whole.
Yes, generally we try to do at least one large outreach project a year. So we've been involved with the Cows About Cambridge project, we've been involved with Jurassic Arcade, and we always try to get our artwork out into the community. I think it's important that students have a platform to display their creativity that's beyond the school gate, so they can reach out to the public and the public can view the talent that we have.
It looks absolutely fab. If you want to go and see the Miraf of St Mary's School, it's pretty close to John Lewis in the Grand Arcade. Now, I know a lot of other schools are doing their own giraffes as well, their mini Gs, businesses and organisations as well. Do get in touch. We're happy to feature you as our Giraffe of the Week. And another one, hopefully, sort of vaguely this time, and next week on the programme. But do get in touch, breakfast@cambridge105.co.uk, or reach me when I'm not here. And you can get in touch, and maybe we'll feature your giraffe on Cambridge Breakfast as well.
Cambridge 105 Radio.